This is David Williams working with the Whitley's Oral History Group. It's the 11th of January 2016, and I'm talking to Mrs. Judy Goodman regarding her memories of the quarter green in Great Whitley.
Well, when I was chairman of Great Whitley Village Hall in the early 90s, after John Manton resigned as chairman, who was a very good chairman of the old Village Hall, and the new one, to get that off the ground. He saw the sale and everything else that goes with it. So I walked into a lovely new village hall. And there was a feeling, because there was some spare land outside the village hall, they wanted to do something with it. But it wasn't big enough for a tennis court or a small hockey pitch for seven-a-side hockey or something like that. So two ladies in the village, June Payne and Jane Soden, had got the idea they wanted to do something. So they'd come to the village hall committee and asked us, you know, what could we do? So we had this open meeting in the middle of the summer, whichever year it was. I just can't remember the correct year, in the early 90s. And we called this meeting. And the village hall was reasonably well filled, which I was quite pleased about. So we had the fours for this venture and project, and we had the against. And then there was dead silence in the room, and I thought, oh God, what are we going to do? So I said to everybody, come on, let's go and inspect the plot. So as everyone sort of went out in front of me, and I sort of followed on, and suddenly Tom Quarterman came up to me and said, well, Judy, what do you want? So I said, well, we want a bit more land for a tennis court, or, you know, a pitch for them. And so I said, well, that's awfully good of you, Tom, and your wife, Molly. I'll just let everyone have a walk around first, and we'll go back into the hall. So that's what we did. And we went back in the hall, and I announced that we'd had this very kind offer from Tom and Molly Quarterman of an extension to the plot we had got. So that set it off. And so everybody was pleased, and June Payne and Jane Soden got it off the ground, which took 2 years. And then an unbelievable thing happened a few weeks ago when Judy, in her archives, Judy found the speech, which I think is quite coincidental, for the actually opening of the quarter green. So I'm going to read this to you because I just think it's historic. And why should it have fallen out of an envelope for me? Thank you, June, for those kind words. To think, over the last 2 years ago, we all sat in the village hall, wondering if this complex would be born. During the evening, I asked everybody to come outside and inspect the site. To my great surprise and relief, the late Tom Quarterman and Molly kindly offered us this extra piece of land, which we are all truly grateful for. And so the quarter green was born. And now it is ready for the off. Despite this wonderful weather, which has caused a few problems for today, obviously it was raining, the Village Hall Committee wanted the quarter green to be independent of the Village Hall. So the appeals committee was set up under the leadership of two excellent ladies, June Payne and Jane Soden. They really must be congratulated on the hard work and persevering, as well as all the other committee members. I then gave some flowers to June and Jane. To raise over £23,000 in the last 2 years was a great achievement for everybody. I also have apologies today from Peter Heaps, our vicar, and David Guttridge, who I suppose was the rural dean, our two rectors who were very busy with weddings today. So to end this, I feel like launching a ship by saying, God bless all who play on their different sports and on our Great Whitley Quarter Green. Three cheers.
Thank you, Judy. That's a superb snapshot of the opening of the green.
I think it is amazing. And I do know now that the present chairman of the quarter green, David Pangborn, will be thrilled to bits to hear this, because he wondered how it had all got off the ground.
He's really brilliant, David Pangborn.